FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
National and provincial government have intervened on the KZN South Coast after a serious outbreak of banana bunchy top virus. The plant disease stunts banana trees, stopping them from growing properly and producing fruit, a major blow for local farmers. Farm manager Pepelo Ngubane says when his trees took hit, they knew they had to act fast.
We used containers, tools and chemicals to try to stop or combat this issue of PBTV. We really suffered with this thing.
Yesterday, agriculture officials visited Ngubane's farm in Ramsgate, where 186 trees have already been infected. Abigail Mtembu says it's about protecting the country's food supply.
How to use pest control, how to access carriers so that they can equip themselves on planting, how to use the tissue cultures to plant their new plantation if they have got a problem of this disease.
Experts at the scene of a double truck crash on the M3 at Townhill say the green chemical that spilled out of one of the heavy-duty vehicles poses a low risk. Two trucks collided in the direction of Durban, spilling citrus and cobalt onto the roadway. The RTI's Colin Govender says both trucks have since been removed from the crash site at Peter Brown Road.
The cleaning up operations, that is the removal of the cobalt and the grapefruit cargo, is currently being removed by the teams that are on scene.
The South African National Defence Union has called for calm amid threats by soldiers in the DRC to protest over allowances. The union says it has received several complaints from SANDF members. The union's Jeff Dubazane says SADC is responsible for paying these troops.
The problem that we are receiving from our members is that allowances that are paid by the SADC to various country members that are deployed there, they are different.
And abroad, more than a million Europeans have called on the EU to ban conversion practices targeting LGBTQ people, the results of a petition have shown. So-called conversion practices imply methods aimed at changing the sexual orientation or gender identity of gay, lesbians, queer and trans people. The United Nations has also called for a global ban on the practice. And finally, an adventurer from Richards Bay has described his recent trek to Everest Base Camp as a life-changing experience. 27-year-old Mahir Maharaj was one of six South Africans who completed the tough 7-day hike battling altitude sickness. Maharaj says reaching the base camp at over 5,300 meters was unforgettable.
You know, once you reach that base camp, you forget about all of the pain, kind of, all of the difficulty breathing, all of that. It's more of an excitement. And once we reached it, I ended up buying a beer from one of the local guys there and downing it on base camp. That's my, like, best memory from there, I think. And on your way back down, you just feel so strong again. You know, the oxygen is getting thicker as you're climbing down, so you appreciate everything even a little bit more.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 26. Tomorrow, Richards Bay, 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.